Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. And as we do, at least I think once a year now, we check in with one of our favourite musicians in Malaysia. It's Z. How you going, Z?
Hi, G. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're kind of like my annual health checkup. It's just to make sure everything's going okay. For newbies to Asian Pop Radio, how would you best describe your musical style? Let's get into it.
Musical style. Dance, electro, pop, loud.
Colourful.
Colourful, yeah.
Z, looking back now over the years, what do you think was your breakthrough moment? When did people start to notice your work?
Let's see. Wow, that's I've never really thought of like a certain point. Like, I think like it's always been like sort of like a slow growth sort of thing. So I don't think there's been like that's the point where, oh, suddenly everybody realizes I exist. I don't know, but I guess like, I mean, because I think when I first started making my demo, like all the way back, I don't know, 2002 or whatever.
Wow.
I just started to go out and show people whatever stuff. I mean, from then, it's just like a slowly growing from there. And like, I can't really think of one particular point, Jay.
Z, have you ever considered yourself an introvert?
Oh, wow. Deep questions. Yeah. But no, actually, I just kind of discovered that I'm an introvert instead of an extrovert, which
right.
is... Yeah, so I guess I am actually.
So do you mean more so in like everyday life, like business situations or, you know, with meeting new people, but when your music comes along, then it's a different story, right?
I wouldn't really say so. Like, I mean, when it involves like, I mean, yeah, of course, when you're out partying, of course, that's the extrovert side of you, right? But I mean, making music, actually, I think involves a lot of the introvert side of me, like, because most of the work is done alone, really, like a lot of,
isolation in a way.
Exactly. Because I guess like we need to get in touch with our subconscious self and like, you know, to tap into that and like get all the absolutely.
And for the musicians that you mix with, see, I guess would you think that's fair of a lot of people that you work with, that they are quite, you know, on down low when they're on their own and, you know, working on their projects, but then when they're, you know, in public and they're performing, it's a completely different situation?
I think it's I can't say for other type of artists, but I think musicians are actually, most of us are probably introverts as far as I can tell from my friends, because for example all these audio engineers and producers, trust me, they spend a lot of time alone with their expensive equipment at home, you know what I mean, like just experimenting. Totally, a lot of times like spent alone, really, actually.
Nice.
yeah for sure.
Well, we know we've got you trapped in a car somewhere in KL at the moment, the rain pouring down, so you're probably gonna wash away if we're not careful.
I am, it is pouring.
For those that haven't been to Malaysia, when a Malaysian says it's pouring, it's really coming down.
It's pouring and it's thundering. We're not kidding when we say so. And like traffic jams everywhere because like in the middle of the highway, there'll be like a huge flash flood or something.
Oh gosh. Like, but then in about 15 minutes when the rain stops, it's gone. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's true.
We know you're a bit of a globetrotter, Z. Are you spending most of your time in Malaysia at the moment, or are you in the UK?
Yeah, most of the time, in Malaysia. Like, I mean, especially when I'm there, I mean, how to say, working on new music and stuff, like I prefer to just be kind of like one place, and it's easier for me as well, of course, like, you know, because while on tour it's just impossible to get like new music done and stuff, because it's more like just to performing.
If you were somewhere else other than home, do you feel that that would influence, you know, your music track by track? Like, it might perhaps even become a little bit inconsistent because you're in a different headspace?
Of course that does. Like, I mean, even like, how do you say, even if I were to take a drive an hour outside of where I live, it already feels different, like, you know, just a different point of view, different perspective. Yeah, totally. Also, it doesn't have, it's not, I mean, how to say, even going on tour and then coming back, you're a bit of a different person, actually. I don't know, that's how I feel, at least, because something's changed whenever, yeah, every time you go traveling.
I feel the same for about a day or two after I've come home from a holiday. I think, you know, you're on that long, yeah, flight, you're thinking, when I get home, I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to see those people I've been meaning to catch up with. And then after about 2 days, like, work takes over, you're like, what was I doing? When did I go on a holiday?
I know what you mean. But are you one of those people who, like, while on the long flight, you have this, like, really long, like, you know, you have this time to think about your existence?
Yeah, these epiphanies.
I'm like that. Yeah.
Strangely enough, most of the time when I go over there, the only thing I can think about on the plane is cheese, because I miss cheese back home.
All right. Okay. Sorry, I didn't think Australia was like big on cheese.
Oh, Z, come on. You need to come to Melbourne and we'll have to go on a wine and cheese.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Yeah, tour. Okay. For me, like, cheese equals France. Okay.
Stick around, more coming up from Z after this. For now, it is her track, We Don't Want to Go Home, featuring McFly on Asian Pop Radio. Asian Pop Radio, Asia Wide Hits 24/7, and we are still with Z. That was her track, We Don't Want to Go Home, featuring McFly. So, Z, we noticed that you picked up a bit of an award earlier on in this year. Do you want to tell us about that?
I did! That was for a best dance song for Bintang. Probably the first award ever for a Malay track, so...
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you.
And so, what was the award show?
Best Dance Track by Vima Awards. It's like I think mostly Southeast Asian like artists were like nominated and stuff. Yeah. So
nice.
You're
no stranger to awards now. You've won a couple, haven't you?
I have won a few. Yeah.
Is there a favorite, or are they all equal?
Oh gosh, yeah, they are like a bit like babies. I would put them next to each other on like a shelf. It's just like for whenever I have bad days, you know, something to look at and like, okay, I can do this.
Very nice.
Yeah,
just move aside more of those family photos and put the new awards on the table. So let's talk about your latest release, We Don't Want to Go Home. How did this one come about?
Well, I wanted to make like a rock-ish song.
Yeah.
Well, it's about, obviously, like at 6 a.m. after a party, you still want to party. But at the same time, it's also about like, you don't want to go back to the past. Like, you've come this far in life. If like all those things, like, you know, so you're happy where you are and you wanna how do you say, move forward, like do more. I'm probably explaining it really badly.
No, I think I know what you mean. Like, you could be sort of caught up in the moment, and that's all that's important right there and then.
Yeah, kind of like celebrating where you are at the same time.
No, it's nice. I think it's got the potential to be a bit of an anthem and the kind of thing that sticks in your mind when it is late at night and you think, you know, you've got someone dragged in your home and you want to stay out a little bit longer.
Totally, that's what it's about. It's at the moment my favorite song to sing, to perform at the end of my show.
Right, well, that makes
hopefully,
sense.
Yeah, hopefully people do. I mean, yeah.
Right after the encore.
Yeah. it's good. I quite like it. Like, to perform it is quite fun.
The video looks quite fun as well. How long did that take to produce?
Well, the last time I was in Europe, so just like did some shots during and after a show, which is kind of what the track is about, like partying or whatever. What I was on tour for like a month, so it's just like random shots.
Wow, like a travel diary in a way.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, true, yeah.
Z, you've worked with a lot of people so far. Who would you still like to work with that you haven't had a chance to yet?
Ooh, I would always love to work with Jakeem Gabor, of course. but I think he's busy in LA at the moment.
All right, Z, finally, can you remind us, well, what's coming up for you next? Like, what are you working on next?
Yeah, I'm enjoying making my own videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I have to say, all of a sudden, also, like, I'm getting a bit of a Malaysian audience because of the stupid videos I've been making in the past year.
You're selling it so well, the stupid videos.
That's great. I call this. Yeah. But like, I mean, it's one of those where I don't think much about it. If I get an idea, I just do it. But somehow, like, people do like it. So I'm like, great, I'll make more of it for sure. So I guess more of those. And I've got a Malay track I'm working on. New video. And also something with Thomas Ford as well. So
Very good.
Looking forward to
you're filling your Aussie quota.
Yeah. No, but also he has some Malaysian fans. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, I've been following him. It's pretty amazing the feedback he's been getting. That's really good. Really positive.
Yeah. He's been on the news.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So amazing.
That's so cool. All right, so can you remind everyone how they can support your music and follow you on Twitter, Facebook?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm most active on Facebook. So find me there, Zerabelle, LE. Of course, zerabelle.com and Instagram, everywhere really.
Follow.
I'm there, you'll find me.
Follow for more stupid videos from Z.
My God, shitloads coming. So, yeah.
Thanks for your time, Z.
Jay, thank you so much.